dejected dame. Sarsaparilla Sofirovich was her given name. She was not the same as all the other chicks whose body temperatures were 98.6. She didn't have the flu, but normal she was not. In slang that sums it up, this dish was too hot. In the summer she'd burn and in the winter perspire. So to put out the inner heat was her one desire. She turned on a fan and put her feet on ice. She called up Frigidaire and asked for their advice. Since nothing seemed to work, she came to realize that she was doomed to make the mercury rise. Poor Sarsaparilla, the saddest girl you'd ever hope to meet. Poor Sarsaparilla, the girl who couldn't stand the heat. Up her bags and took a choo-choo train. By the window right next to her sat a man called Dwayne. She confessed her plan to head to cooler climes and somewhere farther up north create some cooler time. He listened to her tale of overheated woes, then gave her this advice: get rid of your clothes. She listened to Dwayne, cause she had nothing to lose, except for maybe her skirt and blouse and her gloves and shoes. She began to strip right there without a care, and Dwayne the gentleman said, oh, forgive me if I stare. I know that as I peek, my manners I may soil, but everybody knows a watched pot won't boil. Couldn't stand the heat. Off came the hat and the coat and the skirt and the hose and the garters of our extrovert. Off came the undies with the Paris design, and suddenly a shiver ran up her spine. It seemed as she stood there in her altogether sarsaparilla had discovered the perfect weather. They got off of a train where there was lots of snow. As a matter of fact, they went far north as they could go. Dwayne got on his knee and asked her for her hand. Around her third on the left, he placed a golden band. She finally was cool and had a guy to boot. She shimmied down the aisle in her birthday suit. Now they opened a club to please the Eskimos. Sarsaparilla Sofirovich dances in the shows. She removes her clothes and never breaks a sweat, and Dwayne accompanies her upon the clarinet. He treats her like a queen, and everything is right at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Finally beat the heat. There's a moral to this tale for which I know you're simply itching. If you cannot stand the heat.